Aha. I think we're actually finishing the Gemara, this sugya. Okay, good. We should finish at least one sugya in this one. Says the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the middle. Ella told her the Eish Ke'esh, Bechikam Rav Papa told her the Regel. What was the case where Rav Papa said that Toldosim are not Kayotze Bahem? It is Tolda of Regel. That's not Kayotze Bahem. Ah, the Gemara asks, Ha'okimna told her the Regel Karegel. Regel? Ha'okimna told the Regel Karegel. What do you mean Regel? We already said earlier that Tolda Regel is like Regel. Rather, no, it's a very special Tolda Regel. L'chatzi nezek tzuros, the hilchazok mirila. It's talking about chatzi nezek tzuros. That is a halachim, what we learned from halachim Moshe Sinai. What is tzuros? Tzuros is literally a pebble. If an animal is walking and it steps on something, that's regular Regel. You know, if it knocks something with its body or its bit or saddlebag or bell or all the other things we have in Amud Aleph, that's a tolda of regular Regel. That's like Regel. Because that's something that's attached to its body. But if it kicks up pebbles as it's walking, and the pebble goes and breaks someone's vase, that is only chatzin ezek v'tzoros, which is learned from halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. What exactly is learned from halacha l'moshe mi Sinai? So what's the simple shot in the Gemara? What's the simple shot in the Gemara? What's learned from halacha l'moshe mi Sinai? That you only pay half nezek, right? Hey, what's halacha l'moshe mi Sinai? You only pay half nezek. I mean, because we would not have known that on our own, l'chora, right? If I had just cut out all those pages of Bava Kama and no halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, I would have thought you paid full nezek, as I'll show you from the Gemara Daf Yizayin on Beis in a moment.
Why is that any simpler than that you pay any? I mean,
Okay.
Assuming that that's simpler?
Because, fine, I'll show you Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I mean, I already showed it to you, it was on the Makoros. The Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Beis brought Machlokas Chacham and Sumchas, right? Sumchas does not hold to this Halachim Tzveros, right? At least that's the simple shot. He says Nezek Shali. The Chachamim say Chatzi Nezek. And the Gemara asks they bring the cases, and just at the end, the Gemara finally says, "Amar of a bishlam a sumchas k'saver kochel guguf adami." Sumchas holds koach is like your guf. Koach means that my power moves something else and does something. That counts what you do with your guf. That's a general rule in kalatar kula, right? Meaning, if I shoot a gun at someone and kill him, I'm a murderer as if I killed him with my hands, right? Because kocho ke gufo. Or if I, you know, throw a knife and I'm a very good aim and I shef an animal, that's a valid sheet as if I shef it with a knife in my hand. Because kocho's ke gufo. El or abon iki gufo dami kuli nezik bala shalmi lav gufo dami chatzin ezel al yishalmi. If kocho's ke gufo, you should pay full nezik. Because if the animal kicked it with its leg. And if kocho's not ke gufo, you shouldn't even pay, you should pay nothing. Because the animal didn't do anything. He just did a grumma bialma. Amarava, the only gufo, though, really kochos kigufo, which works because that's the general rule of kol Torah kula, that in Hilchas Shabbos and in some shot at least, in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Ritzicha and in Hilchas everything, kochos kigufo, the chatzin ezek tzuros, Hilchas Mirla, and it's Allah Hamash Visin, and we learn chatzin ezek tzuros. So it sounds like Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that misvara, you should pay full nezek. However, it's Allah Hamash Visin that you pay only chatzin nezek. And that's what Tosus also assumes, that Tosus in Divur Maschil, Lefotro says, Asi Hilchos Lahakel. And Alef Moshinai is more makel than you would have thought. Oh yeah, that's Pashup Shat. Rashi here says something interesting, which is really based on a Girsa in the Gemara later. I think Tesvav. The Kaimelon, Hilchos, Rashi says, Bechatzin nezek tzoros, Shaisim Alech, Vitiza tzoros, Baraglev, Shibas Akedim, the Kaimelon, Hilchos, Gemirul, the Moshe Sinai, Dimamona, Huvelo Knas. It's halacha l'moshe v'sinai that it's mamon and not knas. And now, it's also halacha l'moshe v'sinai that it pays half, meaning, obviously, we have no mukra in the Torah that it pays half, but Rashi sort of emphasizes it, and this is based on a Gemara later on, but, you know, he chooses to take that very seriously. The Rashba here has two deus, right, about, yeah, the Gemara later on says something about mamona. Is that halacha l'moshe v'sinai that it's mamona? Or no, halacha l'moshe v'sinai that it's only chetzi. Right, so Tosfos make it sound like the halacha l'moshe v'sinai is that it's only chetzi, and that's one day in the Rashba. Rashi says the halacha l'moshe v'sinai is, in addition to the fact that it's chetzi, is that it is mamona, as opposed to knas. We'll see later on. We'll probably mention a couple times on daf Kisvav that chatzi nezek, the other chatzi nezek, the chatzi nezek that's written in the Chumash in the Torah Shabbat is Karen Tam, is a machlokas whether it's mamon or knas, and we paskin it's knas. But halacha Moshe Sinai that chatzi nezek tsroros is mamon, not knas. Okay, it's interesting. Like, why would, and the Rashi explicitly has two opinions on this. Why would there be one opinion that it's halacha Moshe Sinai that it's chatzi nezek, but you don't need a special halacha Moshe Sinai that it's mamon, and another opinion that it's halacha Moshe Sinai that it's chatzi nezek and that it's mamon, because like you need another halacha Moshe Sinai that it's mamon, or else you think it's knas. Okay, we're going to think about that. Let's continue. I mean, obviously, when we see this, okay, do you need a halacha Moshe Sinai to tell you that it's mamon, or is it just naturally mamon? What do we think? Well, on the one hand, why do we think it's naturally mamon? Because it's a tolda of regal, which is mamon. Why would we think it's knas and need a halacha Moshe Sinai to tell us it's mamon? Because it's chatzi nezek, like Karen, like Karen Tam, reminiscent of the Ibai of Rava in the second parak. So perhaps there's something going on here. Is this more of a regel, or is this at least behava mina, more comparable to Karen? Okay, keep that in mind. Let's read on. The Gemara asks, "Va'amai karli tolda the regel. Why do they call tsroros a tolda of regel? Why do they call tsroros a tolda of regel?" Now, what is the other option? Why do they call tsroros a tolda of regel as opposed to what? Who says that? Who says what Joel just said? Rashi. Not in this Rashi. My car really told it regularly, doesn't say anything. But in the answer, the next Rashi, he says, the lo havya ki Karen. It's not like Karen. Meaning, what's the answer? Shalom and Aliyah. You pay him in Aliyah. It's not like Karen. Clearly for Rashi, the hav mean is it should be Karen. Why call told of regular, not Karen? The answer is Mishalim in Ha'aliyah. So Rashi, and what does Tosfos say? Says Tosfos, Amai Kari Leitolda de Regel, Avgav the Dummy the Regel, Kevin Shadi Nachalik, Ha'yel Likos, Lashem Bifnei Atzva. The Havmin is it should be a shame Bifnei Atzva, a fifth Avgav Zikin. So fascinatingly, we have another Machlokas here. Tosfos says, it should be a fifth Avgav Zikin, meaning we have no Havmin to call it a Tolda of Regel, Karen, but we had a Havamina to call it its own name.
Not an apostle.
What? Al pi halacha Moshe Sinai. You could say whatever the halacha Moshe Sinai is equivalent to being written in the Chumash.
Which is why the Mishnah or the Braisa doesn't mention.
Okay, Seder. Well, because it's a told of regal in the end. We're just asking about the Havamina. Right? So we have a two sheets of Rashi in the Havamina here. This is interesting, right? One is the Havamina. They're both in Havaminas, right? What? Let's say a little better. V'halacha Moshe Sinai, one possibility is that it's chetzi, but no havamina of knas. There's no havamina of knas opposed to mamon. Just halacha Moshe Sinai that it's chetzi, and it's obviously mamon. Let me say this better. Halacha Moshe Sinai that it's chetzi. And it's obviously mamon, as opposed to Rashi, who says, no, halacha Moshe Sinai is chetzi, and that it's mamona, right? Because there's a havamina of knasa. So here we have Rashi in the havamina compares it very, very strongly to Rego, to Karen, right? That it should be a knas. Okay, the second issue we have is the Havamina of the Gemara. What's the Havamina? You say, why is it a Tolda de Rego? Havamina of the Gemara, she'eino Tolda de Rego. What is the Havamina that's not a Tolda de Rego? Says Tosfos, Av Bifnei Atzmo. The Havamina is its own Av. Kamashwan is a Tolda de Rego. Seder. Says Rashi here, Havamina is that it's a Tolda de Keren. So Rashi, twice, only in Havaminas, I admit, only in Havaminas, seems to make it closer to Karen. A, he says that the hagging is knas until the lochmos rusina teaches us it's mamon. B, he says the Gemara's havamina is that it's a told of Karen, and therefore they have to explain why they think it's told of regel. Tosos does not necessarily have either of these havaminas. He says there is no havamina to call it a told of regel. Give me a break. Of Karen. It was the only havamina is shame if they atzmo. And Tosos does not necessarily imply that, and the Rashba brings down this other day. I forget which is the first, second day in the Rashba. Maybe you didn't need halacha much we've seen it tell you it's mamon. It was obviously mamon because it's like regel. So we already have within the havaminas bar gemara. Do you see it more as a variation of regel, or at least behavamin as a type of keren? Okay, I want to keep that in mind. Let's read a little more. My carly told the regel shalim in aliyah. It's like regel because it's mishalim min ha'aliyah. What's aliyah as opposed to migufo? Right, keren tam. This works well for Rashi. Keren tam only pays chatzin as a migufo. You only pay up to the value of the shore that was mazik. While all the other nizikin pay min ha'aliyah from the best, meaning from meitav, from your own bank account and aliyah, the meitav of your own real estate bank account. So it's a vahami bai rava, but it didn't rava have this ibaya. The bai rava chatzin as a torus migufo mishal min aliyah mishal. He didn't ibaya whether you pay migufo min ha'aliyah. So how can we say that we know it's min ha'aliyah if it was an ibaya? The rava ibaya the rapapa pshitalei. No, we're with the rapapa. Rapapa is poshik. Payment ha'aliyah. Only Rava had an ibaya. Okay, but the Rava didn't buy it. I called it a told of regel. How about Rava, who wasn't sure if you payment ha'aliyah or migufo? Why did he call it a told of regel? So the answer is lepot rabishus harabim. Says pot rabishus harabim like regel. Okay, maybe we'll come back to Tosos. So I just want to deal with. I'll go a little out of the order, maybe of the Makorah sheet, if you will allow me. The question that comes up is, why is Tzoros only pay half Nezek? Right? It's a funny thing. Because if you ask me why Karen Tam only pays half Nezek, I think everyone agrees what the answer is. Why does Karen Tam only pay half Nezek? Because what? Okay, even if it's Mamon, because it wasn't so expected. It was an unusual behavior, and therefore you're not so negligent. Okay, why? But that doesn't seem to apply to Tzroros. You know, Tzroros isn't a normal walking behavior. So why is Tzroros only Chatzi Nezek? So if you want to be stubborn, you could say, I'm not answering the question. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai don't have to have Svaras. It's just Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You could rely on the Sma here on the Shulchan Aruch says, V'domaz Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Shulchan Aruch says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Sma wonders, why does Shulchan Aruch have to tell us halacha moshe b'Sinai? That's not practically relevant halacha l'maisa. So he says it's not practically halacha l'maisa, but it's to make you feel better. Alfi shadvar nirim kasosim tzeh sheish lo din regulin yipturba shazaradin l'yachiv tashlum n'chasav yesh lo din keren chenim shalom l'chetzi nezek apur shanizek. Even though it's in some ways like regel, that it's patim shazaradin, but in some ways like keren that you pay half. Shemak kaz halacha moshe b'Sinai can wein l'harach reyats. Halacha moshe b'Sinai, don't question it. Okay, now, if you wanted to, I don't want to. You could say, the Sma means halacha moshe b'Sinai no svara. It just is. Okay, and if you wanted to do that, you wouldn't be one of my close friends. But you could. I don't think that's what he means. I think he means that, you can't decide you would have thought differently. Rather, you have to work hard till you figure out what the halacha moshe b'Sinai has in mind. But if you really wanted to not be my friend, you could say, there's no reason. Just halacha moshe b'Sinai for no reason. Okay, but I don't prefer to say there's no reason. So let's ask a simple question. Why Chatzi Nezek? So if we say maybe the Sma no reason, although I don't think that's what he means. He just means you shouldn't question it, which is what he said. Okay, what would be the reason? Why is Tzoros any less than regular regel? If my animal walks and steps on your vase, I'm chayim nezek shalom. If it kicks a pebble and hits your vase, then I'm only chayim chatzi nezek. Why would that be any less than stepping on your vase? So, based on the Gemara we read in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, what might you think? What? That kocho! Yeah, we had a suffix. After all, we had a suffix. Is kocho kugufo or not kugufo? And then in the end we say kochos kugufo with halacha moshe b'Sinai. So you could say kochos 100% kugufo. And then there's some different halacha moshe b'Sinai. But you could read it as No.
Kocho is kegufo.
But here it's a halacha moshmi Sinai that kocho is not totally kegufo. Kocho is halfway kegufo. Right? After all, the halacha moshmi Sinai is brought in response to a suffix about kocho. So it's not crazy to say, it's not mochrach, but it's possible to say, we're not sure what kocho is. In the end, we decide it's generally kegufo, but here it's halacha moshmi Sinai, kocho is halfway. Right? Kocho is halfway kegufo. Okay, so the one main derech is because kocho is not kegufo legamre. Now, I know, without the halacha moshmi Sinai, I would have thought kocho is kegufo. But the halacha moshmi, like a person's kocho is kegufo. We had a machlokas, whether it was a told about them or an av about them. But either way, the kocho is as chayiv as gufo, right? A person's kocho is kegufo. But halacha moshmi Sinai teaches us an animal's kocho is not legamre kegufo and only pays half nezek. That's one derech. However, can you think of another reason why Tzoros might be only chatzi nezek? That's based on the context of the Hilchasa. The Hilchasa is said in the context of discussion of kocho. Doesn't mean it's about kocho, but it might be about kocho. But what's another option?
It's less
orchayim. Maybe it's less. Maybe it's similar to Keren Tam. Right? Maybe, after all, we'll see more. There are lots of Gemaras that compare it to Keren Tam. So maybe you could say that. I'm going to have to add to this. That it's like Keren Tam. It's not Orche. Maybe it's not the normal Derech. Now, that is going to be a little tricky. Why is that going to be a little tricky? Let us turn for a moment to, I tried to give you sort of, you know, the most crucial Gemaras from the beginning of the second parak, which deals the first few blot with Tzoros. If you look at, this is not so pashut, because if you look at the Gemara, Bo'i Rava, in the middle of Daf Yuches and Aleph, Chatzin is a Tzoros, Migufo Mishal Meli Mishal. Remember our Gemara said Rava and Ibaya? Here's the Ibaya. Do you pay migufo only up to the value of the animal, or do you pay an aliyah from your own best property? Migufo mishalom v'lashkan chatzin mishalom aliyah. On the one hand, migufo, because chatzin nezek never pays from meitav; it only pays migufo. The only model of chatzin nezek is keren, and that pays migufo. So, like, just like your mekel, you only pay half. You also mekel, you only pay up to the value of the animal. Odilma mealim mishalom, maybe pay an aliyah. V'lashkan orchei mishalom migufo. We never find a normal action that pays migufo. Only abnormal actions pay migufo. This is a normal action, so it pays aliyah. So Rav is mefurish that it's normal. Right? He doesn't say maybe it's normal, maybe it isn't. He says maybe it's like Karen, or maybe it's since it's normal, it pays aliyah. Seems pretty clear that Rav assumes that it's normal, that it's orchei. Right? That's the lashon. So just from this Gemara, you would think it's pasha that it's orchei. Okay, give me a second. Just in this Gemara, you would think that it's Orche. However, the main reason, okay, besides Svara, the main mocker we might have to say that it's not Orche is the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif. The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif really go in this direction. Because if you look at the Gemara Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, it's a funny Gemara. Says the Gemara. I mean, it's only a funny Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif.
This is his brother.
What? Yeah, give me a second. Boy, mine Rabbi Abba Baramul me Rabbi Ami. For Amr Lim Rechia Bar Abba. Haysam Alech Magum Shi Epshal and came in a tezet. The animal was walking someplace where it's impossible for it not to kick up pebbles. I mean, it was just walking someplace with all pebbles, and like whenever you walk, you kick up pebbles. Right? No other choice in the matter. Ubata, but in the end, it actually kicked Vitiza and kicked up a pebble, which it didn't have to do. Vizika and it was Matzik Mahu. Came in the Epshal Urchehu. Do we say, since it has to kick up pebbles, that's considered normal. Or maybe, but no, now it kicked, which is an abnormal act, it doesn't have to kick. Tzuros, it kicked up pebbles, hey. What was his suffix? His suffix is this considered normal or not normal? On the one hand, it's walking someplace full of pebbles, it has to kick pebbles, it has to, I shouldn't say kick, it has to send pebbles flying when it walks. On the other hand, it, like, kicked when it didn't need to and sent a pebble flying. But it would have sent pebbles flying anyway. So is that considered normal or abnormal? Okay, very deep question. We're not even actually going to properly analyze that question now until we get to that. So, yeah, but what are the two possibilities? Let's leave the two possibilities, right? This is Rav Abba Bar Mamo.
One possibility is that it's Orche. And what was the other possibility called? Machmas Biyot. Orche versus Machmas Biyot. What are the two sides of this question? So, one way is what Rashi says. Orche means you pay chetzi because of tzoros. Machmas Biya means you pay revia because it's tzoros b'shinoi. And if you recall, there's an ibaya whether yesh shinoi their tzoros or via or not. If you do tzoros in a weird way, do you pay a quarter or not? And this is the mandar whether you pay a quarter. So for Rashi, it's avada tzoros. For sure it's tzoros. You kick the pebble. So there's a question, is this normal tzoros or abnormal tzoros? The nafkamina is there's one shita that normal tzoros pays half and abnormal tzoros pays a quarter. Okay, then I don't think that's so exciting. However, the Reina Hanano says something very peculiar and the Rif. They say it's not chitzi versus revia. It's nezek sholem versus chitzi. Says the Reina Hanano. Maybe it's Orcha. It's not Soros. Or maybe no, now it's abnormal and it's Soros. Also, Bateku. What does he say? Maybe it's Nezek Shalim. It is Regel, not Soros. Or maybe. No, it's Soros. What is he talking about? So, you have a little footnotes by the Cheshek Shlomo here. Perish Rabbeinu Abayazu Eino Muva Mechora. Doesn't know what the Rach is talking about. There are called Soros, not going to be Orche. What do you mean? All Soros is normal. Orche is not Nezek Shalei. All Soros are normal and they only pay half Nezek. And he, it sounds like he wanted to say I must be a total sofer in the Rabbeinu Hananel. So ridiculous the Rabbeinu Hananel could have written it. Then you notice the riff basically had the same shot. So the riff and the Rach have the same shot. And it can't just be an incidental total sofer in both of them. So he leaves it with Tzarchion. It's a very strange shot. Why would Orche make it Nezek Shalim? That makes no sense. And why would not Orche make it Tzoros? No. We just said on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph that Tzoros is Orche. So what do you have to say for the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif? What do you have to say for the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif is that it is not Orche Lagamre. Yeah, it's partially Orche Ktsas and Lab Orche Ktsas. Of course, who is the first one who says that in quite so many words on the Makor sheet? That it's Lab Orche Ktsas. And remember who said the first on the Makoroshi? If you go to the 20th century, you can find lots of people. You know, I gave you an Oslin. Obviously, by the time you get to the 20th century, all the Rosh Hashiva published their shiur. I give you 50 svarim to say. The reason it's Chatzinez is because it's Labor Chiktsas. But who's the first one who said that in that Lashon?
Pnei Yoshua.
The Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua says Labor Chiktsas. That was in the whole Cheshbon Atzum of answering Akasha and Arsuya. But he says it's Labor Chiktsas, right? Lav Orche Tzas. This is the Shita of the Pnei Yoshua. And this is the Chiddush. Why? Because the Gemara says it's Orche. Pnei Yoshua. On the one hand, the Gemara on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph says it's Orche. On the other hand, the Rach and the Rif on Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph say no. Say Orche Eino Tzuros. Orche is not Tzuros. In which case, by the, I don't remember what rule of logic this is, but if Orche is not Tzurus, then Tzurus is Lav Orche. Maybe that's a contrapositive. Tzurus is Lav Orche. And look how they say the Gemara. Maybe it's Orche, and therefore we pay negative Shalom, it's not Tzurus. Or maybe it's not Orche and it's Tzuros. They seem to define Tzuros and not Orche. How can they do that? Daf Yechesem and Aleph says before Tzuros is Orche. The answer is, it's Orche Ktsas and it's Lav Orche Ktsas. And that's what they mean. They mean, here this is Orche Legamre. And they mean here, it's Lav Orche Ktsas. Which is a good pshat. Meaning, if it walks someplace where it's full of pebbles, and anything that walks sends pebble flying, that's orche legamri. That's like, there's no possibility for not happening. That's super orche. Ah, as opposed to regular tsuros, which is orche tsas. Like, it's just walking normally. But on the other hand, this is not a totally normal thing. Give me a second. So it makes a lot of sense. Their question isn't whether it's orche or totally lav orche. Rabbi Abraham on something. Is this orche legamri and not like tsuros?I'cause wherever you go, you're going to send pebbles flying? Or is this no, since you happened to kick, which you couldn't have necessarily known what happened, therefore it's orche tsas. And it is chatzin nezek tsuros. So it's mucher from the Rach and the Riff. I don't know any other way to interpret this Rach and the Rach and the Riff other than what this Cheshek Shlomo says. If you have a regular shas, it doesn't say who it is, but it's a Cheshek Shlomo, the footnotes on the Rach. Says obviously they hold that tsuros is chayiv chatzin nezek because it's not orche. Oh, it's orche. Hold like Bnei Yeshua, it's ksas orche and lav orche ktsas. Here, I will, I think maybe Chesky is trying to say this. What does it mean lav orche ktsas? What does it mean lav orche ktsas? Here you could take, perhaps, in different ways. The Pnei Yeshua says, Lav Orchei Tzas compares it to Keren, Tam, Lamandar, or Mamona. You know, Orchei Tzas, Lav Orchei Tzas. You could view that as more, were you going to view it as quantitative or qualitative?
I was going to view it as
qualitative.
I guess quantitative.
Right. Not like, oh, it's a little more, but not that much. But there are two aspects. Okay, good. Have we discussed this?
We did it in a different sense.
Okay, great. Excellent. So what do we mean by lav orche ktsas? I think you could take this in two ways. One way you could take it is that it is quantitative, right? Let's use Hebrew, kamuti, that means quantitative. I'll teach you some Hebrew vocabulary for the gross guys. Kamuti versus echuti. Quantitative versus qualitative. So it's just like, what does it mean? It means it is more common than Keren Tam, but less common than Shane Varego, meaning Shane and regular Rego, right? Okay, it always could be, meaning you have to draw the line someplace, maybe something's on the line. Wherever you draw the line, something might be on the line. You know, Keren Tam is, I'm making up for no reason, it's 10%. Regular Shane and Regel and Boren Eish is 30%, and this is 20%. But you could also say no. What Chesky wants to say is this is echuti, new vocabulary word, qualitative. Right? What do I mean by echuti? Could it be that in one way it's common, in another way it's not common? Could that possibly be? Anyone want to help me out here? Or am I going to have to rely on Chesky? Could it be that it's not that it's, well, it's more percent than this and less percent than that, but in one way it's common, in one way it's not common? Chesky?
There's no normal for it to go off. It's not normal. It's not as common that it gets installed in the world.
Meaning, what the animal is doing is normal. It's just walking, right? It's normal for an animal to walk, right? What the animal is doing is normal. It's normal for it to walk, and probably humans also, but at least animals. When animals walk, they don't like try to avoid pebbles, right? It's normal for an animal to walk, and if there's a pebble there, the pebble's going to go flying. Right? So the animal is acting normally and predictably. It's not doing anything out of the ordinary. The animal is not doing anything out of the ordinary. However, what's the difference between regular, regular, and tsuros? Regular, regular, the animal's walking, it's totally normal for it to walk. And if something's on the floor, it's totally normal for it to break the thing on the floor. The action the animal does is normal, and the result is normal and expected. Right? It's normal for an animal to eat when it sees food, and it's normal for the food to get eaten. However, tsuros is funny. This is what you're trying to say, Fesky, right? It's normal for the animal to walk, but is it normal that it happens to send a pebble flying, which happens to hit your vase?
No.
No, after all, the odds are, statistically, right, that's an unlikely occurrence. Like, on the one hand, didn't you know your animal would walk whether there were pebbles or not? Yes, I did. That's a normal thing. Didn't you know that it would kick up a pebble and send it flying in the direction where someone had a vase? It's like, no, because like, what are the odds that it would step on the pebble? Maybe it would step around the pebble. And if it did step on the pebble, what are the odds that it would send it flying? Maybe it would just squish it into the dirt. And if it sent it flying, what are the odds it would be in the direction of the vase? Maybe it would be in any of the other directions. There aren't vases everywhere, right? So on the one hand, the action is very normal and expected, orche, but the result is surprising because
you don't necessarily expect an animal that's walking to kick a pebble into a vase.
You could just replace an animal with a step in a vase, and it's probably the same.
No. I think if there's a vase on the street, you expect your animal to step on it. If there's a vase in the middle of the street, I expect the animal to step on it. If I'm looking, I see someone's vase in the middle of the street, I expect the animal to step on it.
And if there are pebbles in the street, I expect my animal to step on it, and I expect my animal to kick. I mean, you're a pessimist. But it's still really quantitative.
Okay.
It's just about how much.
Okay. You're a pessimist. I'm not such a pessimist. I don't know. Maybe I'm foolhardy.
Could it be something to do with how? I mean, is that a combination between Oakley and Clipper?
It could be, although I'm not sure I'm prepared to go there. Maybe you could say the action of the animal is orphe. The result is unlikely. Now, hold on. The result is unlikely. That's okay, you could think whatever you think. If I see someone left a steak on the street, and a dog is walking by, I'm like, that steak's gone. You never know, but minastam, odds are strong that the steak disappears. If I see someone with the vase on the street where an ox is walking, and the ox is walking there, I'm like, all right, that's it for the vase. Like, your odds are less than 50-50 the vase. If I see that an ox is walking in the street, and there's a vase on the sidewalk, you know, there's a vase on the sidewalk. The guy's holding a vase on the sidewalk very carefully. Now, it's totally normal the ox would step, pebbles or no pebbles. But, like, I don't know. What do I think is going to happen to that vase? Like, could be the ox will kick up a pebble. But probably he won't break the vase with a pebble. Right? The odds are against it. Right? And that's what I mean by the action is normal, result is unexpected. Now, why is this the Duke and the Rabbeinu Hananel? What if, you'll tell me, what if you come up with a scenario where the action, with results is also expected? After all, let's say there's so many pebbles that it's for sure going to break a vase when it walks. And I'll say, that's exactly Rabbeinu Hananel the Rifshot. Taka, if there's so many pebbles that the result is also expected, then you pay Nezek Shali. Now keep in mind, I hope everyone's holding a cup. The suffix here was only the weird case where it was walking where there's a ton of pebbles, and then it kicked. But if it was walking where there was a ton of pebbles and just walked and broke a vase, according to the Rach and the Riff, it's not a teku. It's partially paying Nezek Shali. And that's why I think the Doik and the Rach and the Riff. What's the difference between regular tourists? What did the footnote of the Chesed Shlomo say? You ridiculous Rabbeinu Hananel. How can you say normal tourists is Nezek Shali? Don't you know normal tourists is Chatzi Nezek? Rabbeinu Hananel will say back to him, normal tourists when there's a few pebbles on the street is Chatzi Nezek. Normal tourists when it's full of pebbles is Nezek Shali. Why? I think it's possible. The animal is being equally natural either way. But if there's a few pebbles on the street, the result was unlikely. I wouldn't say it's against its way, but I would say it's unlikely. If the street is full of pebbles, then of course all the vases are going to be gone. Like, the street is full of pebbles. Like, there's going to be a pebble every step. That vase is not going to last long. And I think it's very medoic in the Rach and the Riff. That's what's very medoic in the Rach and the Riff. What's the difference if the street is full of pebbles? The difference is that now the result becomes very likely because there's so many pebbles, they're bound to break your vase.
Maybe it becomes mukhrach, and then it's not sparrows at all. Maybe that's the definition. I mean, that if it's 100% mukhrach, it's not sparrows.
No. Okay. No. Now, but the truth is, the Gemara didn't say it's mukhrach to break the vase, just that it's mukhrach to kick up a pebble. Yeah. Okay, in Echanami, I think we're going the same direction. Okay. Now, let's say this is the Chakir. What?
If it's mukhrach, they're not saying it's orchayu. It's not
sparrows. Aha. So that's what I.
If you get to too much archayu,
it meaning even though it's kocho, right. If it's mukhrach, then it's not sparrows. Which, contrapositively, sparrows is something that's less likely to happen.
Then you don't have to say orchayu
ktsas. Okay, you're right. I'm really not saying orchayu ktsas. I'm saying like that's a code word for it's archayu in terms of what it does, but the result is a little mashuna. Mashuna being the opposite of archayu. Okay, now, if we then have a chakira here, why is Shroas more makel than regular Chatzi Nezek? Is it because it's kocho, it's not the animal itself, it's a different object? Or is it because it's just less predictable? The less predictable something is, the less responsible you are for not predicting it. You're not preventing it. So, I think there could be many nafkaminas between these two. Yes?
I think you might have a ticket. Are you saying that just it's unlikely that this is going to occur, or that it's not predictable? Aren't those a little bit different? Now, one of them is.
I didn't think they were different.
No, one of them I'm able to stop. I can't stop an animal in the normal way of living from preventing which.
I hear what Chesky's saying. Chesky's saying it's not just that it's unlikely it'll break the vase. It's that it's very hard to predict when it'll break a vase. Like, when it'll step on a vase, I can predict and prevent. Like, if it's walking near the vase. When it...
go anywhere.
When it will eat something, I can predict and prevent if it's walking near the food. But pebbles can go anywhere, and therefore, it's not predictable, and it's hard to prevent. Okay, fair enough. The result is unlikely. Or, fair enough, unpredictable. Okay, and then we'll leave it for the end of the first paragraph. Right, for this nova and the other things. Now, some nafgaminas obviously might be, number one, nafgamina might be, what's the most obvious nafgaminas? The most obvious nafgaminas is what we just said, right? We have a plethora of nafgaminas here. One is, how about makom... what was the lashon daf yotes? E efshar la elam ke elam ke minatezes. Makom she e efshar la elam ke minatezes. It's a place where it has to kick up a lot of pebbles because there's so many pebbles. If you took the direction, the idea that that the reason why it's mekel is because it's kocho, it's still kocho. It's not touching, just its koach is touching. Right? So it's indirect. So if it's indirect, you only pay half. But if you say it's because it's unlikely and unpredictable, here it's more likely and predictable. What do you mean? Totally, if it walks there, it's going to break everything in its way. So maybe you could say, Nezek Shalem, which is the Shita of the Rav and the Rif. Okay, here's the Shita of Rashi. We'll be very honest about that. Another possible nafkamina might be, and this is a fascinating Gemara, says the Gemara has an ibaya, daf yud ches. Yesh hadal litzroros or ein hadal litzroros? Is there hadal litzroros or is there not hadal litzroros? Right? And the nafkamina is clued, you pay nezek shalim. Now Rashi is two pshatim what it means. Which is his first, which is his second? Someone remind me which is the first, which is the second?
The first one's Mishuna.
The first one's Mishuna? Okay, thank you.
Second one's...
Okay, great. Let's look at this Ibaya of Yesh Hadal Litzroros. What's the Ibaya? Yesh Hadal Litzroros equals Nezek Sholim. That's clear in the Gemara. Or Ein Hadal Litzroros. Hadah, by the way, is of course the root word.
Muad.
Can tzoros become muad three times or not? What's the case? So one pshat in Rashi, right? Rashi's first pshat, right? Perush Rishon. Is that it's talking about tzoros bishinui. It maliciously kicks up stones out of anger or something. Right? Let's illustrate it that way. Bishinui. So, and it does it three times. What do you call when you do something bishinui three times, generally?
Mu'ud.
Keren mu'ud, right? Keren mu'ud. You do something bishinui that generally makes it keren, something out of the ordinary, just maliciously that makes it keren. We're not yet doing the chakira, whether keren is defined by malicious, or by, which we saw so far, Kavanas Lahazik. Or by shinoi, which we'll see later on. If you do it three times, that's keren muad. So what's the suffix? Keren muad of tzoros, does it pay half or pay full? That seems to be the suffix, right? So what's the suffix? What are the two tzad in? One tzad is that keren muad al yedei tzoros is chayav nezek shalim. The other tzad is that keren muad al yedei tzroros is chayav chatzi nezek. Right? Chayav chatzi nezek. Okay. This seems to be
What's the suffix here? We'll put it on the board soon. Seems to be the suffix of, does the kula of tsurus apply to keren muad or not? Do we say, just like tsurus brings regel from all to half, it brings keren muad from all to half? Or no, it doesn't bring keren muad from all to half. That reminds us, of course, of the machlokas in Rashi and Daf Yud Ches. How about tsurus of shame? Does that bring it from all to half, or do you pay full? But I want the parashani. Shani, it is talking about regular tsurus. Regular tsurus. So what are the two tzadim in the suffix? So, either tsurus always pays chetzi, or no, tsurus after three times pays nezek shalim. Right? And what do we wonder about this pshat? Tsurus after three times pays nezek shalim, wonders Rashi. Like, why would tsurus pay nezek shalim after three times? I'm interested in this case. Why would tsurus pay nezek shalim after three times? Because tsurus b'shinoi, so it's really keren, not regel. Maybe once it's keren, so it doesn't have the rule of tsurus anymore. Maybe keren, only regel is a rule of tsurus, not keren. But why would tsurus after three times start paying fully? What is the significance of three times? Oh, that it makes it normal. So who cares that it's normal? Tsurus is normal. Why should being normal make you pay fully? So there are two pshats in here. The Rav says a big chiddush. That's the kasha. The kasha is on this. This is the difficult shita. If, of course, it's not difficult to us, because if we're basically asking the same question we ask here in different words, right? The same questions we ask here, which is, just because it's normal, why does tsurus pay full pay nezek shalim? Tsurus only pays chatzi nezek. Just because it became normal, why does it pay nezek shalim? So the Rav says, you know what? I'll make you a big chiddush. And a big chakira, the Rav's favorite chakira in muad. He says here, muad doesn't pay nezek shalim because it makes it normal.
No.
Or he says, it's feidinim. Muad pays nezek shalim, just a chalos muad. Okay, just chalos muad makes you pay nezek shalim.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with being normal. Okay, that's one way to read this. Chalos muad makes you pay nezek shalim, nothing to do with being normal. Just a chalos muad. However, I don't think that's the way most people, it's hard to say. I haven't asked most people explicitly. But the Evna Azel and others, okay, this is a big battle. As far as I'm gush, I don't know what I would do, right? Because that's Luchstein's father-in-law versus Rabbi Tal's grandfather-in-law. But I would stay out of it. But here I can say whatever I want. Since YU, on the one hand, the Rebs are Rosh Hashiva. On the other hand, he encouraged independence. So, I'm going to go with the Evan Ozel here. Says the Evan Ozel, says, I'll tell you pshat in this side. You know why three times makes it Nezek Shalim? Because the kula of tsurus, not because it's Kocho Lav Kegufo Legamri. No, Kocho is Legamri Kegufo. The kula of tsurus is because it's not Orchayu Legamri. Ah, but after three times, now becomes Orchayu Legamre. Whether you view it as quantitative, after three times it's quantitatively more likely, or even if you view it as qualitative, like Chesky. Yay! The animals act normally, and I wouldn't have predicted it. You know what? After three times, you're supposed to predict things that you didn't used to predict. After three times, you're supposed to change your perspective and start predicting things that you thought you didn't have to worry about. Oh, it's very hard to predict. You know, it's very hard to control a Sherwood. Yeah, you have to make the effort and do it anyway. So, I think that if here we have the Ibaya of Yesh Hada'a Litzroros, I think very, very clear, Manda Amar Yesh Hada'a Lefi Perush Hasheni says, Tsurus three times becomes Nezek Shalim. Why? That works out. If the reason was Chatzi Nezek is it wasn't so predictable, after three times it becomes more predictable, unless Ella and Cain Nefaresh Ke Chidusho Shel Hagrid, the Rav. According to the Rav, no, the Tzad that three times makes the Nezek Shalim has nothing to do with being predictable in common. It's just a Chalos Mu'ad makes you more Chayiv. Nothing to do with how likely it is. Okay, but if you don't accept the Rav, now, there's only one side of Ibaya, according to one Perush and Rashi, according to the Evan Azel against the Rav. You're far from stuck there. But clearly, there is a Shita out there that says, the more common it is, then it's not tsurus, it's Nezek Shalim. So then, obviously, just me with Dayak, so why is it normally Chatzin Nezek? Because it's not so common.
And here you could easily say, according to the other pshatim, right? You could either say that, well, that shows that it has nothing to do with commonness, because three times doesn't make you pay nezek shalim, or you could say it does have to do with predictability. But even mu'ad doesn't make this predictable. Mu'ad only makes something predictable when it's about the behavior of the animal. Three times doesn't make it predictable when it's about statistics. Okay, so that could go either way. The reason I'm not saying the other mandamer is on the other side is because, again, you could explain the other mandamer two ways. Either the other mandamer holds the reason it's chassid is kocho kigufo. So who cares if it's common or not, if it's mu'ad or not? Or you say, no, the other mandamer also admits the reason it's chassid is because it's unpredictable. He just thinks even if there's three times it's unpredictable. Because no matter how many times, it's hard to predict how it'll kick up pebbles. The other place we see this nafgamina is in Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. Says Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, Boy Rav Ashi, Yesh Shinui L'Tzuris L'Ruviyah Nezek, O Ein Shinui L'Tzuris L'Ruviyah Nezek. If it does Tzuris in a weird way, like by kicking wildly, so, which at least seems to be, you know, for now, seems to be Keren Tam, right? If you're using wild, the Shinui is Keren Tam of Tzuris. Does it go down to a quarter or not? Does Tzuris B'Shinui go down to a quarter? So, I think here, Ibaya, D'yesh Shinoi L'Tzuros L'Ravia Nezek. I think that if the whole reason Tzuros was happens is not common, then if you do it in a way that's not common, it's not going to become a quarter. Like, we never heard that something that's very not common is a quarter. Either it's common or it's not. So if the reason Tzuros is half Nezek is because it's Lav Orchei Ktsas, then if you make it Lav Orchei Legamre, it's also only half Nezek. Then clearly, you have to say that that ein shinoi l'rvia nezek. Again, why do I mean this? Yes, you're not convinced.
A big chiddush in the way you're explaining it is that there are two stages when we look at damages. There's the
once I'm saying that, you're saying I take it with safkamina. That's clever of you. I hear your taina. I don't know if anyone else heard my taina or your taina. But you heard my taina and I hear your taina. What was I trying to say? I was trying to say that if the reason it's half is because it's not normal, then if it does something that's not normal, that's not going to make it a quarter. Not normal makes it a half. Karen Tom is not normal, it's a half. Tzuris is not totally normal, it's a half. Okay, so if it's not normal and not normal, it's still a half. No matter how many ways it's not normal, it should still be a half. And therefore, it should never go down to a quarter. Ben is arguing, saying, no, maybe if it's not normal in two ways, it's a quarter. I hear that. As opposed to if you say, it's kocho gufo, no, kocho is half, because it's half related to me, half not. Shinoi is half, because it's half predictable, half not. So then, it could go to a quarter, because it's half related to me and half predictable.
Why didn't you say what you were saying initially?
Maybe yesh shinoi. L'rvia nezek. Okay, let me try to explain this more clearly. If I take this side, the reason it's half is because kocho is half. Then you add another factor, it's shinoi. Kocho is half, shinoi is half. Maybe kocho and shinoi is a quarter, because kocho brings it down by half and shinoi brings it down by half. You don't have to say that. You could say it can't go lower than half. But if you say the reason it's half is because it's a shinoi, then shinoi and shinoi is not going to make it a quarter. Shinoi and Sinoi, still, it's the same factor. You can't add a Shinoi to a Shinoi and make it a quarter. Although Ben suggests maybe you can. Because what if the animal gores in a way that's doubly weird?
Like
Tlusha. Like Karen Tlusha, great. It gores with Karen Tlusha, which is doubly weird. It's still a half, not a quarter.
Exactly.
So likewise here. It should still be a half, not a quarter.
I agree.
That's what I wrote.
So what Ben responds?
You don't understand Ben. I don't care. That's not my problem.
Okay, but yeah.
He was saying that it might, if you have two different kinds of weirdnesses, one in terms of the likelihood of the action, and two in terms of the predictability of the outcome of the action, maybe that could bring it down to a quarter. Okay, yes, Lion. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. If the reason is half a shinoi, if you add a shinoi, that doesn't make it a quarter. It was already shinoi. But if the reason is half is kocho, then if you add shinoi, shinoi and kocho. Now there's two factors. Maybe that makes it a quarter.
The maskana. You buy it or not.
There is no maskana.
Let's say we pass like the Rambam. And
the Rambam doesn't have maskana.
The Rambam has maskana. That's worse than the Ladav regular gemara. So you can't pledge it.
No, that is not his maskana at all. You're right, except for the fact that you said the Rambam's maskana is that it's told of regal. It's not true. The Rambam's maskana is that it's a suffix told of regal. Suffix told of Karen. That's why he says that there's just a Rabbin, it's putter, but if you're toe face court, it's okay, because suffix regal, suffix Karen. But for Shazanizuk, you're vadei chayav. Okay, I'll explain to you, I don't know any Magid Mishnahs, I'll explain to you in a second why I'm right. Okay, let me just add one last thing. Another possible nafgamina here is. If you look at the Rambam Peres Rishayis at the beginning of the second paragraph, it sounds like he's saying it's a shinoi, but it depends where you put the comma, so, alright, I didn't say anything. Because who knows where the comma goes. Anyway, if you have a chance, look at the Rambam first Peres Rishayis in the second paragraph, and see how he might or may not be saying the riff, depending on where the comma goes. Or... All right, just turn to the Rambam Peres Rishayis. Where did they put in the Ozer Hadar? Someone help me out.
Before the riff.
No, not in this Ozer Hadar. Maybe it's not in Ozer Hadar. What? Oh yes, you're right. Okay. What does the Rambam say? Look at Perek Beis and Peres Rishayis. Whenever it acts like it always or usually acts normally. Is when it does something that only does a minority of the time. Or it comes through the intermediary from other mitzvah. The animal can directly do this. Paul Rishon, indirectly, meaning Shroros. So now it depends if you read the Rambam. Do you read the Rambam Vishalokadarka, which is that it does something that only does a minority of the time, or that it comes through some intermediary, Peis Chatzi Nezek, in which case the Rambam might be sounding like the riff in the Rach. That's Shroros Vishalokadarka. But you could also read this Shalokadarka, Hushi Yosu Dovash Asatas Zalamiyot, oh, even Kadarka, Shabbat Minimitsos Maisa Acher, that's probably. Not can't prove anything. Okay, forget the Rambam Peres Rishayis. I apologize, but yeah, it's probably not Maduyik anything. Let's just mention a few other things. Okay, what else could be a nafkamina of this hakira? What else could be a nafkamina of this hakira is the whole question which we started with, comparison to Keren. How much do you compare it to Keren, or do you not compare it to Keren, right? Right? Why should I compare it to Keren just because Chatzi Nezek? Why should I not compare it to Keren? Because it's not Keren. Right? And it doesn't have to be Lumdus. But obviously you'd understand. If the reason this is Chatzi Nezek is because it's totally normal, but it's indirect, it doesn't seem like such a good comparison to Keren, which is direct but abnormal. If the reason it's Chatzi Nezek is it's not totally normal and predictable, then I understand the comparison to Keren. It's not quite the same as Keren. Keren is mamish abnormal. This is like normal but unpredictable, but at least you see the comparison to Keren. And that might be the Ibai of Rava. The Ibai of Rava says the Ibai of Rava on, we read this once already, I'll read it again, on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. Is that where it was? Or is it on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph?
You're right.
Yud Chesem and Aleph, that's what I thought. Ibai Rava, there it is. Just escaped me for a moment. Chatzin of the Torah is Migufo Mashalim Yoli Mashalim. Migufo Mashalim. Maybe he's Migufo, because Chatzi Nezek always has to make Migufo, not from the Aliyah. Where does he know that from? From Keren Tam. Or Dilma, Ming Aliyah, Mashal, Blash, from the Yorkshire, Mashal, Migufo. Or maybe it's Meorche, and it's not like Keren Tam. Maybe this is the Ibaya of Rava. Maybe Migufo or Min HaAliyah. Maybe the Ibaya of Rava, maybe. You don't know. But maybe the Ibai of Rava is, on the one hand, maybe it should be Migufo, because it's Orchayu. If it's Orchayu, sorry,
wrong word.
Maybe it should be Min HaAliyah. After all, it has nothing to do with Keren Tam, which is Meshunah.
This is a normal thing which the Archayu pays an aliyah. The fact that it pays half is because it's indirect. Or maybe you should say migufo, because after all, it's just like Kerem Tam, the only model is Chatzin Nezek, and that pays migufo. You don't have to say this the Ibaya of Rava. You could say just a technical Ibaya. Well, how can you view it as technical Ibaya? On the one hand, it's not Kerem Tam, so it should pay him an aliyah. On the other hand, maybe if you have a kula to pay only half, you also have a kula to pay only up to the value of the animal, because they're both kulas of how much you pay, so it should be migufo. But you could view it, and we'll see in a moment, a very clever shot based on this. In fact, I'll tell you now a very clever shot based on this. You could view Rav Zibaya as being about the suffix. If Rav Zibaya is out about the suffix, says the Evan Azel, a very clever answer for the Rush's Kasha. What was the Rush's Kasha? I think it might have been brackets at the end. Says the Rush in the second parak, he says there's a lot of very important bias here. Like Yesh Shinur Latsuros Lor Via Nezek or not. If he does Tsururos, but in a weird way, does he pay a quarter or a half? We need to know the answer, no? Yesh Hadol Latsuros or Ein Hadol Latsuros. Right? Tsuros after three times become Muad or not. We need to know the answer to that. So it says the Ibn Azel, and what is the Rush's problem? Why did Rav Alphas not bring the Bayev Hadal Tzurus? So he says, maybe because Bezman Hazeh, we don't have Muad, because we don't have Smuchin, etc. And then he goes on and on, tries to find technical reasons why the Rif didn't bring the Ibaya. Okay, interesting question. Why didn't he bring the Ibaya of Yesh Hadol Tzurus, Ein Hadol Tzurus? Now, simple shot, if he didn't bring the Ibaya, Pashas, he passes Ein Hadol Tzurus. Okay, why would he pass it that way? Now, there are many answers. However, says the Evan Azel, he wants to give a better answer than the Rush. He says, because who had the Ibaya of Yesh Hadol Tzurus? Rava. Yeah. Rava had the Ibaya of Min Ha'aliyah or Migufo. Says the Ibn Azel, the same Ibaya. If it's Min Ha'aliyah, then the reason it's half is because Kochel Kugufo. If it's half through the Kochel Kugufo, the Hadah is not going to make it full. Right? It's still only half. If it's Migufo, that's because it's Mishunek Tzas. If it's Mishunek Tzas, then after three times, you should pay Nezek Sholim. Now it's totally normal. So he understood it was that Rava asked the same Ibaya twice, it's the same Ibaya. And he didn't Paskin either Ibaya of Rava in the second parak. But in the first parak, how do we know how to Paskin? Because who comes after Rava? Rav Papa lived after Rava. And what did Rav Papa Paskin? Pashit that min Haliyah. So he says, we Paskin like the side of Kofu Kugufo, says this is the chap of the Evan Azel. The chap of the Evan Azel is that he connects these two Ibayas and connects them because they're both Rava. Rava had the same Ibaya. It was the same Ibaya of Rava. Is it because Kocho is less than Gufo? But you pay min Haliyah because it's still normal. It's not like Keren. It basically, is it not like Keren? So you pay min Ha'aliyah and there's no such thing as Muad? Or is it like Keren? So you pay Migufo and there's such thing as Muad? And since we paskin that, it's min Ha'aliyah, so it's not like Keren, we paskin like the Kocho, Lav Kigufo side of the Chakira, and therefore, Ein Hadol Tzurus, the Rift didn't have to say anything.
Why isn't it hard that the Muad
didn't?
We still didn't say it, we didn't want to say it, because otherwise we would say that the Rift didn't.
It's a good question. I'll leave it up to Arby.
Does Rav Ashi work on Rava's Ein Hadol Yesh Hadol thing there on your test?
Okay, that could be theoretical.
No, Rav Ashi himself has a bias off of it. I mean, you're saying the whole thing is theoretical? I mean, I would go to Rav Papa Vata.
No, I thought it was the other way around. Rava's working off Rav Ashi, the Gemara says. Now, here's another connection. What? No, I don't mean off him historically, off him logically. I'll mention one other thing. Try your best to follow this. The Gemara connects two other things. The Gemara connects the Ibaya of Yesh Shinui Latsuros and the Ibaya of Yesh Hadol Latsuros. Right? What does the Gemara say? Let's try to follow this. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Im Timtzel Lomar. If you hold, right? Imtin Salomer. If you hold Yesh Shinoiler via Nezek. Then Ein Hadal Litzurus. If you hold Ein Shinoiler via Nezek, then it's an Ibaya. Yesh hada or ain hada. Let's just fill in the numbers. If you hold yeh shino levianezek, that means you pay 25%. If you hold ain shino levianezek, it means you pay 50%. Ain hada means 50%. Yesh hada means 100%. Ain hada means 50%. That's what the Gemara says. If yeh shino levianezek, tzuros b'shinoi, is 25%, then ain hadal l'tzuros. But if tzuros b'shinoi is 50%, then there's ibaya. We have two peirushim as to what the case of hadal l'tzuros was. According to which peirush does this gemara make perfect sense? Peirush one or peirush two? No one's quick enough to figure this out on the spot. But we figured it out already. Seder. According to which Peirush does that Imtim Salomar work? This is the Imtim Salomar, right? The Imtim Salomar. Well, what are the two Peirushim? Is Hadal Litzurus talking about with a Shinoi or without a Shinoi? So if it's talking about with a Shinoi, right, Tzurus B'Shinoi, then it makes perfect sense. Both the Ibayas are about Tzurus B'Shinoi. So what are we asking? If the first time it does Tzurus B'Shinoi 25%, then after three times, it can be maximum 50%. Can't jump from 25% to 100% through wood. But if the first time it's 50%, then yesh ladin, and then after three times if it goes up to 100, it stays 50. Meaning, if they're both talking about shinoi, then it flows, right? According to the first peirush. Yeah, we're both talking about tzuros b'shinoi. We're talking about the first time and the fourth time. If the first time is goes down to 25%, the fourth time goes up to 50%. Not 100. How do you go from 25 to 100? If the first time is 50%, then the fourth time might go up to 100% or might not. Seder. But according to the second shot in Rashi, it's talking about tzuros without a shinoi. So we're saying, if with a shinoi it's 25%, then without a shinoi the fourth time is 50%. If with a shinoi it's 50%, then without a shinoi the fourth time it could be 50 or 100. How does that make sense? Like, why did Imtim Salomer that what you hold with a shinoi the first time affects what you hold without a shinoi the fourth time? It doesn't make any sense. Which is why many Rishonim reject this. Not Rashi, but why many Rishonim reject this pshat. Many Rishonim say that pshat can't be because of this kasha. What's the flow? Again, if you take Peirush 1, then it's all talking about shinoi. It flows. But if you take Peirush 2, then here we're talking about with a shinoi, here we're talking about a shinoi. How does it flow? So I think the answer is pasha to me. And David Ozel says this. What?
It's nothing to do with shinoi and
story. So then, how does it flow? Okay, so you have to say it flows here. According to Peirush Rishon, the Imtim Salomar flows very nicely. It's only at the same case if the first time is 25%, the fourth time is 50. If the first time is 50%, then the fourth time could stay 50 or it could go to 100. But according to the Peirush Sheni, if Shinoi is 25%, then without a Shinoi is maximum 50%. Minor Shmita is Lar Sinai. So you have to say the Imtim Salomar is Lumdish. Let's hope it works out. Right? Say that the home. Say like this. Maybe it's based on you can connect these two through the Imtim Salomar. What do we mean? If Yeshinoiler via Nezek, then what did I say Alpilundus? Alpilundus, I said like the Kocho side of the Chakira. If I say like the Kocho side of the Chakira, then obviously Hadah has no effect on Tzurus. Just because it happened three times, it's still Kocho, right? Then Pashut, She'ein Makom LeHadah. Not because I'm talking about the same case. I'll be long this. If a shinoi brings it down to a quarter, with apologies to Ben, if a shinoi brings it down to a quarter, then that means, why does shinui bring it down to a quarter? Ah, because now there's two things that make it half. What are the two things? Not shinui and shinui. That's one thing. Must be shinui and kocho. So we're on the kocho side of the chakira, like I said here. Yei shinui, let's be a nezek, is the kocho side of the chakira. If I'm on the kocho side of the chakira, then let's go back to hadah. In the kocho side of the chakira, the reason it's half is because it's indirect. So if it happens three times, would that make it full? If it happens three times, it's still indirect. Forgetting about the Rav's Chiddush. Exactly. Same side of Chakira. However, if I say ain't Shinui L'Rvi Nezek, then I am maybe on the, can I call it Shinoi for Lavar Chiktas? The Shinoi side of the Chakira. I know I call it Lavar Chayu. I mean the Lavar Chayus. I'm on the Shinoi side of the Chakira, maybe. You know why? But the Shinoi doesn't go down to a quarter? Because maybe I'm on the Shinoi side of the Chakira. If I'm on the Shinoi side of the Chakira, then maybe if it happens three times, then all of a sudden it becomes Mun and I pay full Nezek because now it's Orche Legamre. What I'm saying is this Imtim Salomer is based on our Chakira. Now I've left myself two ways. What's Imtim Salomer? You could say, if a Shinoi doesn't bring it down to a quarter, it could be because Tzuras is always a Shinoi, so another Shinoi doesn't bring it down to a quarter, but if you do it three times, then it becomes normal, it's 100. Or it could be, no, Tzuras is Kocho. You could just never go down to a quarter. And therefore it's the Kocho side, so Hadad doesn't do anything, and it's still 50%. Or you could say, no, I'm sure I'm on the Shinoi side of the Chakira, I'm just besupping whether Hadad works for this kind of Shinoi, that's unpredictable result. Okay, but clearly, what's the Gemara saying? Whether you hold the Shinoi or Vianezik affects whether there could be Hadal or Tzuras. How so? According to the first Parish, it's obvious how so. According to the second Parish, I think you have no choice but to say Lundus. And the Meiri sort of implies this, although he says it in a different way than this. The Evan Uzzel says this. I'm not saying anything that's not in the Evan Uzzel. I said it before I started in the Evan Uzzel, because just like if you just try to think, once you think about this Chakira, everything falls into place. But Baruch Hashem, then I found it all in the Evan Uzzel. If you say a Shinoi brings it down to a quarter, then why was it originally a half? Not because of Shinoi, because of Lav Kocho. If it was half because of Lav Kocho, then even after three times, it's still Lav Kocho. It's still Kocho Lav Kegufo, and it's still only 50%. But if a Shinoi doesn't bring it down to a quarter, maybe it's because it was always a Shinoi. And the reason it was half is because of Shinoi. If the reason it was half is because of Shinoi, then maybe after four times, it's not a Shinoi anymore, and you are 100%. And that's this connection. The Evan also makes this connection. I'm making this connection. Okay, whether you can put them both together, I'll leave that for your homework. The Gemara makes, I'm not making connections just stop. Like, I like to make connections. I need a Makar in the Gemara to make a connection. Either both Rava, or the Gemara connects them through Intim Salomer. This is a beautiful Intim Salomer. If both these Ibayas are based on the same Chakira, then in a Hanami. One Ibaya depends on the other Ibaya. They're not two independent Ibayas. Okay, I'll just mention briefly that some other Nafkaminas could be sort of everything about comparing to Keren or not comparing to Keren. Right? Obviously, if you say it's because Kocho is Lav Kegufo Lagamre, it's half, that has nothing to do with Keren. If you say it's because Shinoi Ktas, Lav Urchayu Ktas, then that has a lot to do with Keren, which is really all the Nafkaminas, where this is a Nafkamina, whether it's like Keren, and this is a Nafkamina, whether it's like Keren. Just some other Nafkaminas, whether it's like Keren, could be the discussion of Rosh Hashanah. There may be an Ibai about Rosh Hashanah. There's two yourselves in Daf Yotes, whether or not there's an Ibaya, whether there's a Havamina, that Sroros is Chayiv and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so 5, 6, 7 are all Havaminas. Havamina. Would you say there's a Havamina that's Chayiv and Rosh Hashanah? That would make perfect sense. If it's like Keren, Keren is Chayiv and Rosh Hashanah. And that's one Girsa. I didn't give you this, I apologize. Girsa Echad. The Daf Yotesam and Aleph. One Girsa Daf Yotesam and Aleph says, if it was walking in Rosh Hashanah and kicked up pebbles and the pebbles broke something, are you Chayiv or Pater? And in the end, they decide that you're Pater. At least Havamina. If it was just Kocho, then there can be no Havamina. What do you mean? This is Regel. It's just less than Regel because it's indirect. So if Regel is Pater Rosh Hashanah, less than Regel should for sure be Pater Rosh Hashanah. Or going back to our discussion over there, Havamina. The Havi Tolada de Keren, or there's no such Havamina that it's a Tolada of Keren. This is, of course, Rashi, and this is, of course, Tosos. And the last Havamina issue is the last Havamina issue is that Hava mina the Havi Knasa, which is also Rashi. And is there no Hava mina that there's a Knas, which is the other data in the Rashba. Now, again, Rashi does not necessarily so consistent in 6 and 7, but that doesn't bother me because these are only half, not mean is the half meaning. You can always say the half meaning is the other side of the Hira. So here we have four actual nafkaminas and three havamina nafkaminas, which are not as serious because you can always say the havamina was that way, but really not.
Anything is meaningful. Couldn't you also say the mafra is the rush about the mama of Bakhis, which is so amazing, which is the other thing
to be? Okay, you'll explain to me later, just because the end of Zman, and I need to finish. Okay, so here we have a fundamental Hakira, and I have a lot to finish. I'm not running at 1 o'clock, you're not running at 1 o'clock, great. And then there's something else I want to talk about also, but okay, the Seder. Here we have Lamaisa, we had two ways of understanding. Why, besides, if you want to use the sma in an evil way and say that there's no explanation, it's just halachos Rosh Hashanah, inscrutable divine wisdom for no reason we can fathom, then have fun. But there are two ways we can understand why Tzoros is only half Nezek. One way is based on the Rosh Hashanah days. Because Kocho, we weren't sure if it was Kagufo, and in the end it's Kagufo, but it's not totally Kagufo. And that's halachos Rosh Hashanah. It's not totally Kagufo. Or do we say no, based on not what it sounds like the Gemara Yud Ches, it calls it Urchayu, but nonetheless, once you see the Rach and the Rif, and once you see the Havni, the Hadar makes a difference, it already makes us think that maybe it's not Lagamri Urchayu, either quantitatively not Lagamri Urchayu, or qualitatively Lagamri Urchayu. And then we had many Nafkaminas. Again, one was the Rach and the Rif. If it becomes totally Urchayu, because it has to break things with pebbles, does that make it, according to this side, it makes it Nezik Shalom. According to that side, it's still Kocho, it's still Chatzin Nezek. Two was, could Hadai, after three times, make it Nezek Shalim? Well, if it's because of Shinoi, maybe after three times Nezek Shalim. Unless you say that's talking about Shinoi, and that's a different Hakira of whether Torah applies to Kerem, which we'll get to in a moment, or you say it to Rav. And Pashtus, if it's about Kocho, no matter how many Hadas you have, that's not going to change that. It's Kocho three, which, what if you do it Torah's Bishinoi? Does that make it down to a quarter or not? So if Taurus is a half because of Kocho, then maybe if it's Kocho and Shino, it's a quarter. But if Taurus is a half because of Shino, Shino and Shino is just Shino, it should still be half. Four, Migufo min Halia, do you say it's more like Keren Migufo, or do you say it's more like Regel min Halia? And five, six, and seven, do you have aminas that make it very like similar to Keren? One Gersa has a half amina in the Gemara, that it's Chayv Mishasarav like Keren. Rashi has a half amina that it's a told of Keren in the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Beis. And Rashi also has a half amina in the halachah Moshe Sinai before the second part of halachah Moshe Sinai that's knas like Keren, that all puts it on the Keren side. One thing I might just add is halacha lemaisa, and here I'm going to make a lot of assumptions in my next sentence. Don't believe them all because I say them now. No, give me the rest of the year to see if they're right or wrong. But in the end, this is a very funny kind of bird, Tzoros, in that it pays chatzi nezek, like Keren, but it pays min ha'aliyah, like Regel, and it's potter in Rishus HaRabin, like Regel. So why is it davka, that level of in-between, that it pays chatzi nezek, but min ha'aliyah?
What do you mean, why is it there? You want it to be one or the other? What do you want?
I don't have any kashas. I'm just wondering why that is. Let's just take Min Ha'aliyah and Chatzi Nezek. It's Chatzi Nezek, but Min Ha'aliyah. Like, why isn't it just Chatzi Nezek Migufo or Nezek Shalei Min Ha'aliyah? So, I think that in sort of either of these drachim, you can explain it. If you look at it as you could always say, you know why it's Chatzi Nezek Min Ha'aliyah? Well, because it's like quantitatively laver chayu ktsas. So you have a kulo chatzi nezek, but you don't have the kulo of migufo. You have half the kulos there, the other half the kulos because it's halfway in between. Or you could say, no, maybe it's something qualitatively. The animal was acting normally. The animal was acting normally. The animal was not doing anything wrong. If the animal is not doing anything wrong, then you don't blame the animal. You blame you. So the animal doesn't have to pay from its guf. You have to pay from your aliyah. On the other hand, it was a little hard to predict, so it's not such a big negligence, so you only pay half. If you view the difference between gufa and aliyah as whether it's the animal's fault or your fault, here's not the animal's fault. The animal's acting normally. It's your fault. But it's only half your fault because it was not so easy to predict. Okay, so I think you can explain that based on a quantitative or based on a qualitative derech. Likewise, I think if you take the idea of kocho, not kigufo legamre, it could also make sense. Kocho is not kigufo legamre, you only pay half. But you know why we're not making pay me gufo? Well, because the whole point says less connected to the gufo of the animal. How can you say we're going to pay for gufo if the whole reason you're paying half is because it's not kigufo, because the animal is not so involved? The Birka Shmuel says, we didn't get to that yet, they says the Birka Shmuel, it's not really the animal that's the mazik, it's really the pebble that's the mazik. Well, if it's really the pebble that's the mazik, not the animal, because kocho is not totally kigufo, then of course you can't pay kigufo, because it's not the animal that was mazik, it's the pebble that was mazik. So I think you can explain this funny word that's kigufo and aliyah according to all the pshatim. We'll come back to it.
If it's a special chiddush.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Rabosai,
what?
The pebble, you don't have to pay at all.
No, that's the halacha. Yeah, okay. That's the halacha mishpizina. Okay. The hour is late. Let's see, we have three, let's think of three choices here. I could just talk really fast for the next 10 minutes and pretend that I taught the rest of the Makoros. I could go till 2. Or, what's the first day is man?
Thursday.
Maybe we could just pick up Thursday at 9 o'clock, which is the regular shiur slot. So since I'm not finished shiur anyway, we can just pick up the regular shiur slot. So we will pick up, we will pick up the regular shiur slot at 9 o'clock on Thursday, not this Thursday. This Thursday, there's a Yisr Bal Tosef of learning Torah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Thursday after Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is a Monday. Shmini Atzeres is a Monday. Shavu Chal Nefesh. Shmini Atzeres is a Monday. So that Thursday, we'll pick up with Shir at 9 o'clock and we'll finish these Makoros. I won't give new ones because there's no official Seder.
Where
did I get Makoros? I did the second half of Sheet 9. I didn't do the first part of Sheet 9, and I didn't do the end of Sheet 8. I know that. Okay? So I have a lot to make up. I just want to take a 2 seconds. Maybe one of this the reason. Okay. There's no reason why I didn't cover what I said I would cover, because that's Orchayu Bahachi. But also because I got home after 2 a.m. last night and woke up for Slichos this morning. Because I was at a Levaya last night, those who were here last night, Barry Miller mentioned it, of Ari Fold, who was unfortunately stabbed in the back by a terrorist in the parking lot of my local supermarket, which is in and of itself obviously somewhat disconcerting. It was very inspiring to hear the Hespedim. Because of a lot of things. First of all, the same person they talked about, Yisgaber Ka'ari, how he was like a chayal par excellence. He's like the kind of guy who cheats and tries to fool the army into letting him do miluim when he's really too old. And was like the top of everything and his pluga, etc. And Mr. Zionist, I'm not on social media. But apparently, if you're on social media and you care anything about the Jewish people and the Jewish state, then you've heard of Ari Fold, because he's everywhere trying to argue against those who would delegitimize our really divine gift of Eretz Yisrael. The Masfidim described him as sometimes he couldn't take his nose out of a sefer. Just sitting with the Gemara and a real Talmud Chacham, a real Ben Torah, and real Tefillah. They read a little from diary he wrote when he was on the front in Lebanon, where he probably also wrote letters to his wife, but that's not what they read. He was writing to Hashem in his little diary that he kept in his pocket. Mamish, Me'oma Kalev, and Torah and Tefillah,
fighting for Eretz Yisrael, both in the intellectual realm and in the physical realm, is really a rare combination that, you know, I know lots of people who are big Talmid Chacham and lots of people who do all kinds of things, but someone who does all those things is really unique. The Mishnah Daf Tes Vav Beis talks about Hazev v'ha'ari v'adov v'anamer v'abardlos v'anachash re'el mu'adim. An ari is mu'ad. Okay, take a line through the street. It's mu'ad. But says where Yelazar, not getting to psak now, b'zman she b'nei tarbos einu mu'adim. Tarbos is not mu'ad. Tarbos means nowadays, tarbut means culture, etc. But it means like being civilized, means being controlled, right? Domesticated, etc. You know, an ari tarbos. You know, what's an ari tarbos? An ari tarbos still is an ari, right? It can still pounce on a zebra, you know, from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, then pounce on the zebra and eat him for lunch. But an ari tarbos knows, like, when to use that koach and how to control that koach and not to use it when walking down the street on every sheep and every little kid in the street, not to use it. And when it's necessary to use it, to use it. And one of the most amazing things of also this neighbor of mine from Efrat, Ari Fold, is that you know, Mamish Ari Tarbos, he was a lochein, like a crazy soldier. You see, even after he was basically killed, you know, he chased after the attacker, jumped the fence, and shot him. Really a tremendous kura of a chayal. He also was my son's and hundreds and hundreds of kids' karate instructor in Efrat. He taught karate, but you know what is taught karate? They call it Torah dojo. I mean, Torah perspective on karate, Torah hashgacha karate. You know what he taught in karate wasn't how to fight. It was also how to fight, but it was self-control. What he taught in karate was midos and self-control, right? How to fight, but how to fight with midos, how to fight with self-control, not how to get out of hand fighting, but how to fight with thought, with midos, with values, and know when to fight and when not to fight, and how to fight and how not to fight. You know, and that's really, you know, the Ein Lecha Ari Tarbos Gedola Mizo. He was someone who had this tremendous, a lot of people have tremendous power fighting and are a little scary. So he was probably scary to the Hezbollah. But here is someone who was just a big bear that you wanted to hug, and someone who really taught self-control and midos and being a Ben Torah. That's what he taught in karate, and a little fighting. So it's really, you know, it's mamish begeder yara the dodi yard legano little coach of shanim. That really a rare combination of traits, and someone that we don't have, that's hard to find. There are all different kinds of special people. This kind of special person is really hard to find too many of them. And also, of course, you know, besides this, you know, just wanting to give some recognition to who this person, and Mamish also someone totally from our veldt, right? His father went to IU with probably some of the people here. He's a little older. You know, and his brother works downstairs in the office, like we're at Kohner at Folach, the SBA advisor. For many years when I started teaching at Gruss, and very, very much a part of our community. And, you know, also, certainly it reminds us of some other things as well. Number one, we like to fool ourselves, you know, we always like to fool ourselves into thinking that everything's safe and that the world is a safe place, and that's probably psychologically necessary for many reasons. And it reminds us that Eretz Yisrael is not always safe, and there's Mesiras Nefesh involved, and there's sacrifice involved, and not just sacrifice and going to the front in Lebanon and fighting like a lion, but even just, which he survived, relatively unscathed, but even just going about your normal life and believing and being part of the Jewish people in our Morashah, in the land that Hashem wants us to be in, is Mesiras Nefesh. And our reaction is not to try to hide from the Mesiras Nefesh and flee from the Mesiras Nefesh, but I think better than pretending that there's no Mesiras Nefesh involved is to acknowledge that it's worth the price, that Hashem gave us a tremendous matana, and it's nicknamed be Yisurin, and sometimes these Yisurin are more than regular Yisurin, but that's our tafkid in life, is to do the Ratzon Hashem and to be the Am Hashem wants us to be and daven to Hashem to keep us safe and recognize that if there's Mesiras Nefesh, it's Mesiras Nefesh for the right reason. And of course, nowadays, in the Aseres Mechuvah, talk about Nisana Tokef, right? Mi Yichya, Mi Yomos, Mi Vekitzo, Mi Lo Vekitzo. You know, if someone so special, again, if someone so special was killed in the front in Lebanon, okay, a Seder is a Machm Shchi Hazeka Shiny. You know, that's not relevant to my life and your life, other than Mor Demos Aladim Kasher. But, you know, if someone's killed in Rami Levi, then it should make us all, in a psychologically and spiritually healthy way, it should make us all realize that Mi Yechyo Mi Yamos is not just in the Machzer, but is real, and no one knows what the future may bring. And, you know, not only give us Kavanah to daven for B'Saros Tovos, Yeshus, and Nachamos, and that things like this should not happen again in the coming year, but I guess to appreciate a little more that even if we're not a soldier in Madim, even if we're not someplace dangerous, even if we just go to the supermarket once in a while, that you never know what the next, you never know, mi v'kitzo, mi lo v'kitzo, mi v'cherev, mi v'chaya. So if we live every day, you know, I have a feeling that he had no idea what would happen, but he lived every day as if it was his last and did what he would be proud of saying he did on his last day in this world. So he was a special kind of person. I'm not such a special kind of person, but if I can try maybe a little more to recognize the fragility of life and live every day doing what I would want to be doing every day, instead of pushing it off for the next day, then I think that would be a tremendous zechus and a proper kavod. And Demir Tzashem, he should be Melech Yosher for us up in Shemayim this upcoming Yom Kippur, and we should all be sealed together with all of Klal Yisrael for a year of Besoros Tovos and not Soros, and Yeshuas v'Nachamos and Chaim Tovim for us and Kol Yisrael.
Amar Sigo Tova. We shouldn't let Aaron run around the way. They know that the Nachos are going to be back.
Yeah.